Hello. Welcome to the AlexiCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
As it is the beginning of the holiday season here, it's now December as I record this. If you could, simply go to AlexiCast.com, click on any of the Amazon banners, and then just shop to buy whatever you want. We do get a small finder's fee for that. It helps keep the lights on here at the AlexiCast, and I appreciate everyone who's been doing that. But one of the things you might not know is you can then ask Alexa about your orders, and she will give you an update. So just to let you hear this, Alexa, how are my orders?
A shipment for David's order, placed Tuesday, November 28th, should arrive Thursday, December 7th. This contains home for the holidays.
And one of the things you can do is you can actually go into your app and set it up so that she will not announce the name of the product, because you might be in your office or someplace and you ask her and then she says, oh, the new, tricycle, the new bicycle, the new Xbox, whatever it is. And all of a sudden you hear your teenager down the hallway go, what? I'm getting an Xbox. Whoa. Yeah. So you can actually go in and turn that off. So to do this, you go into your Amazon, or I'm sorry, your her app. I'm always trying to avoid saying the A word here. And if you scroll down, you will see all these different settings. And the one you're looking for says notifications. And when you click on that, you'll see shopping notifications. And you'll have an option there that says give product names. And you can turn that off. You can also turn off delivery notifications, as well as give product names. So you can say, you can basically ask her, where's my stuff? And she gives the names of products that's basically been ordered. And so you can turn those off so that you don't accidentally let the cat out of the bag. Here are a couple things you could do with your Alexa. You could do things like, Alexa, who stars in the movie Justice League?
Justice League stars are Jason Momoa, Henry Cavill, Gal Gadot, Amy Adams, and Ben Affleck. To see more, check out the Alexa app.
You could also do things like, Alexa, pop the champagne.
Pop. Well, that didn't have a lot of fizz. My pow definitely has more sparkle.
Like I say, they always have a bit of attitude, shall we say. You can also cancel, if you have a meeting, you can now cancel them. Before, we've talked about, well, here, let's just do one. Alexa, schedule drive to Pennsylvania for 2 p.m. today.
I'll schedule drive to Pennsylvania today at 2 p.m., okay?
Yes.
Okay, I've added that.
And so I see that almost instantly here on my phone, but I can now go, Alexa, cancel my meeting at 2 p.m.
Delete drive to Pennsylvania at 2 p.m., right?
Yes.
I've deleted that.
So this is something that you can now manage your calendar. You can say, when is my next event? What's on my calendar? What's on my calendar tomorrow at a certain time? What's on my calendar on a certain day? You can add an event to your calendar, which she'll then kind of ask you about, and she'll ask you the date and things of that nature. Let's do one of those. We haven't done one of those in a while. Alexa, add an event to my calendar.
Okay. What day and time?
Today at 2 p.m.
And what's the name of the event?
Drive to Pennsylvania.
I'll schedule drive to Pennsylvania today at 2 p.m., okay?
Yes.
Okay, I've added that.
And if you're doing something on an Echo Show, which has this video screen, you can now say things like, show me my calendar, delete my event at a certain time, things like that. But you can now see your calendar, which is a nice bonus if you have one of those with a screen. But you can also say, Alexa, what's on my calendar today?
Today, there is one event remaining. At 2 p.m., there's Drive to Pennsylvania.
So this is just a handy way that you can add things to your calendar.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Sticking with the holiday theme, I could say, Alexa, what's your favorite holiday movie?
If you're a little tired of holiday sweetness, Die Hard is a fun way to mix it up. I mean, what says Christmas like Rogue Cops, Broken Glass, and Hans Gruber? Yippee-ki-yay.
If you haven't heard, we don't talk a lot of politics here on the Alexa cast, but there's a thing going through Congress, basically, that is about net neutrality, which is going to basically mess up the internet, to make a long story short. And if you want to know who to talk to, you can say, Alexa, who's my senator?
Ohio's senators are Sherrod Brown and Rob Portman.
Because I live in Ohio, and of course, that'll be different for you. And of course, that sound means we've gone back to 1974 news. The Wall Street Journal reports that Alexa for Business will also give enterprise users the opportunity to build apps and skills for calendar management, meeting room scheduling, and ordering supplies. The introduction of Alexa for Business also presents an opportunity to let users access business information on their phones or outside of the building using the Alexa app on their phone. So in the future, you may be able to schedule a virtual meeting with the sales team that is actually then delivered over everyone's device. You could actually drop in, if you're a manager, you could drop into, you know, your team's office or things like that. I'll have links to the full story out at alexacast.com. Also, in the Fire TV world, Alexa, if you have the Alexa-enabled Fire TV stick or the device, it lets you ask Alexa to watch, play, pause, rewind, and fast-forward things like Hulu, NBC, Bravo, and they say in the future Showtime will be added to that. Also, they've kind of quietly launched support for Sony PlayStation View and CBS. So here again, Alexa is going to basically take over the world. Also, in terms of, since we're kind of talking about the holidays, we just had Black Friday, and the Echo Dot and the Amazon Fire Stick with Alexa voice remote were not only the best-selling Amazon devices during this holiday, this past weekend, but they're also the best-selling products from any manufacturer in any category on Amazon. It's now estimated that there were millions of Alexa devices sold over the holiday weekend. Now, part of you go, well, a big surprise that Amazon pimped their own product, but still, that's a whole lot of Alexas out there. Also, if you live in Australia and New Zealand, they don't have an actual date, but they say early 2018, Amazon will be rolling out Alexa to you. So in this episode, we talked about, again, making sure that you don't kind of accidentally give away what Santa's bringing when you check your orders. We talked about the fact that you can now schedule and cancel meetings using your device, as well as some news for Alexa and some fun things you can do with her. So again, if you're going to be doing any shopping, we do deeply appreciate it if you go to alexacast.com, click on any of the banners there, and then just shop whatever you want at Amazon. We get a small finder's fee, and that helps keep the lights on here at the Alexa Cast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.